If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey man, so like, kudos to those billionaire Collison dudes in Limerick, but they never opened a coffee business out of a horse box in Ballantemple during a global pandemic. And like, it was a great way to meet total babes at the start, but now it's got really busy during lockdown, and I don't even have time to tell said total babes how much I dig feminism. You feeling me? I can't just shut it down and spend my days going around town on my electric scooter, cause the old man is threatening to zero my trust fund if I walk away from yet another job. So like, how can I keep the crowds away and free up time for Mr. Ed to have the chats with the cats? Ed Ballantemple.
My nephew's an economist, Snoozerella. I said, how can Ed deter customers? He said, cut his prices by 50%. I said, but that would increase demand. He said, not in Ballantemple. Hashtag look at Lorna with the cheap coffee.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. I'm back with the boyfriend on the Kerry side of the border now, full time. 'Tis handy when you're familiar with someone, because you don't have to go learning new positions in the bedroom or even bother brushing your teeth if you don't want to. The only problem is that he has lost interest in the hanky-panky, claiming that he isn't half as horny during the pandemic, and his brother Ned is the same, so it's not like there's anything wrong with him. I said, would you consider seeing someone? And he said, sure, haven't I seen you? And I said, well, not that anyone would notice anymore, to be honest with you, boy. I'm not sure if we have a future. It's hard listening to him talking about something that happened in the Rally of the Lakes when you can't look forward to a nice bit of tumble at the end of it. So are people really losing their libido because of this pandemic? Bad cess to it. Rosaline, Bally Desmond.
That sounds like one from my cousin, straight-talking Susan. I said, what's the story with loss of libido during the pandemic? She said the research shows that 7 out of 10 guys are less horny than they were this time last year. I said, who carried out the research? She said, me, I've 10 boyfriends now, so there's nothing on the telly.
Hello, old stock. I'm having a fierce problem with my younger brother, Lachlan. See, I think it goes back to the time we were all given West Cork holiday homes for Christmas. In 1989, I got a 1.2 million villa in Crookhaven, while he was stuck with a semi-detached place in Skull. See, the guy next door is a butcher from Ballyfihan, and he's forever sticking his head over the fence offering Lachlan a can of carling. Anyway, in fairness to my brother, he's very knacky with the old technology, and didn't he hack into the air code system? So now when you put in the code for my 5.2 million euro mansion on the Blackrock Road, doesn't it come back and say that I live in Mahon? Worse again, didn't the Royal Yacht Club get wind of it? And they said, I either fix it before the weekend or else I have to join Kinsale Yacht Club. Should they take anyone? Do you know a tech head that could fix this for me? Reggie, Blackrock Road, not Mahon.
My cousin spends a lot of time on the dark web. I'd say he'd find it easier to buy a nuclear bomb than to land a girlfriend. I said, do you know someone that could help change your address? He said, I do. I said, you trust them? He said, not really. He's an estate agent.
It's getting livid on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't stress enough that our sweaty Betty leggings cost over £100. Fifi _ out of my way biatches said, what's the point in us walking 5 abreast down the marina shouting about the cost of a month in Skull this summer if the people behind us don't realise that our clothes cost more than a semi-D in Glenmire? Lottie _200 euro bobble hat said, there really isn't any point in being worth over 10 million euro if you can't dress up and make other people feel bad about themselves because they only buy their clothes in Dunn's. Emma _salesrack, you must be joking, said she was going to wait to cross the road yesterday, and this woman from Turner's Cross said, nice one girl, you've the same leggings as myself. As if, Audrey. So yes, we're all in the same boat these days, but we'd probably be in a super yacht now in Marbella if it wasn't for the travel restrictions. So like, is there any chance we could get dressed up in designer gear and go to a restaurant on the QT? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin and said, is there anything worth getting dressed up for in the near future? She said a lot of people are planning to spend a fortune on an outfit for their trip to get the vaccine. I said, but that's no crack. She said, au contraire, Audrey. The vaccination centre is all about good-looking doctors and free drugs. It'll be just like a get-together in Kinsale.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.